Good morning. It is good to connect with you today on this Sunday morning. Today we conclude our series out of the book of Deuteronomy and the series on faithfulness. Today we take a look at a passage of scripture. It's at the very end of Deuteronomy as we close out, so it's fitting that we are at the end. But at the end of Deuteronomy, we have the story of the death of Moses. And this story, I believe, is important, not necessarily just the scriptures, but rather when you look back at the whole life of Moses, when you look back at his whole life and how he was an example of faithfulness. And I believe it's also important when we look at Moses as an example of being faithful, that we see the grace that took place in his life, the grace that was present from God as he grew and went forward as a leader of the people as they were in the wilderness. So I invite you to hear these words at Deuteronomy 34. We'll be right at the first verse, and we'll read the whole chapter of Deuteronomy. So hear these words from Deuteronomy 34. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb and the plain, that is, the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. Then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab at the Lord's command. He was buried in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired, and his vigor had not abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab for 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses was ended. Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him, and the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. Never since has there arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He was unequaled for all the signs and wonders that the Lord had sent to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants and his entire land, and for all the mighty deeds and all the terrifying displays of power that Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I consider the life of Moses, it was definitely I see a life of faithfulness. But it's also important to remember, though, that in this life of faithfulness, it was not one of perfection. Moses was far from perfect. In fact, there were plenty of moments that are recorded in Scripture where Moses fell short, where the Lord was not pleased with Moses, or the people were not pleased with Moses. Moses was not perfect. There were times that Moses struggled, and there were times when Moses struggled to be faithful, to be connected with God. Yet Moses is remembered as one of the leaders of Israel and one of top leaders that we find in the Old Testament, is highly regarded by many people. Regarded for his leadership and regarded for his faithfulness, for his connection, for the depth of his relationship with God. Yet Moses was not perfect. I believe it's important for us to remember this bit about Moses, that he was not perfect, especially as we've taken time to examine our faithfulness, how we are called to be faithful to God, and even how God is faithful to us, how God is with us as we go through life. We can begin to think that for God to be connected with us, for God to show us any kind of love or care, we think that we have to be perfect as well, that we have to have our lives together, we have to have everything just right. But for us as a people of faith, our God does not call on us to be perfect. Instead, our God calls on us to be faithful. When I think about this idea of perfection and faithfulness, how, you know, they may seem like they need to be the same idea, but really they are very different things. I say this as a person who values perfection. I value doing things well. I value doing things, you know, with precision, well-planned, well-thought-out. I love having things organized well. I like perfection. And I would be lying if I said I don't have a bit of that in my life. I have a perfectionist streak in my life, and I do. But I also know that perfectionism that can work its way into me, that can be a part of my life, that perfectionism can wear at my faithfulness. It can wear at my faithfulness because instead of letting God lead, letting God be at work in my life, I let that perfectionism take over. That perfectionism becomes my God instead of letting God be God. And so this is my struggle with the idea of perfection, with the idea of how perfection can work against faithfulness. For you, it may be a similar story. It may not be that story. It may be something else that can end up being your God instead of being faithful to our God. And it's a challenge I believe we all face in one way or the other. It's a part of our human lives. It's part of our human experience. It's part of our human brokenness. But when I go back, though, and read this story about Moses, and that a story of when he passed and how he is highly regarded, how he was valued as a leader, how he was valued as a person of faith, valued as a person who had a relationship with God. What I see here throughout all of Moses' life is a grace that comes from God, a grace that is forgiving, a grace that does not demand perfection, but instead calls for faithfulness. Calls for connection, calls for relationship with God. As Christians especially, we see grace played out in the life of Christ, of how Christ gave of himself, you know, throughout his life, not just, you know, at the crucifixion, which is important, don't get me wrong, but Christ gave of himself frequently throughout his ministry, constantly throughout his ministry. He was with people. He taught them about people. He taught people about God. He healed people. I mean, Christ gave of himself. He modeled faithfulness. And Christ modeled faithfulness when he did go to the cross, when he was crucified, when he died, and when he experienced the resurrection, was resurrected. Even there was an act of faithfulness. All of that was Christ following God. Yet when we consider that example, we struggle with that perfectionism streak as well. I know I do, because Christ set a high bar. But here's the difference between Moses and Christ, is that we see Moses as fully human. Completely human. Whereas Christ, we recognize and see that he is fully human, but we also recognize that he was fully divine. Of course, Christ set a high bar for us. But that bar is not set for us. That example is not set without grace. Because Christ was fully human, as fully divine, Christ knows the struggles that we face, knows the difficulty of being human, the brokenness that we have, and certainly being grounded, you know, in the scriptures as well, being grounded in his tradition, knew that Moses, as great and wonderful and all the things that he did, Moses was a broken human being. Moses did things that were not great. Moses struggled. I believe it's important for us when we look at the story of Moses, when we look at the example of Christ, instead of becoming overwhelmed, becoming worn down by trying to follow that high bar, I believe we should aspire for, but instead of being worn down by it, we recall and remember and embrace the love and the grace that comes from our God. God gave Moses many, shots, so to speak, gave him several tries as he was leading, as he was calling Moses. And yet Moses is remembered as a great person of faith. I believe that's important for us to remember is that faithfulness and that grace. That grace that gave room for Moses and his shortcomings to become such a person of faith. For us, I believe that same grace is there for us when we fall short, when we struggle in our faithfulness, when we struggle in our faith, when we struggle with doubt and all the fears and all that comes with being a part of human. I believe our God is with us, and I believe our God gives us that grace, gives us a second chance to start fresh, to grow in faith. I don't believe our God sent Christ into the world to separate us, to condemn us, to put us in a place where we cannot experience the full life and the full hope that comes from being a person of faith, being grounded in Christ. Instead, Christ was sent into the world to teach us and show us that way to our God and to everlasting life, but to also to teach us about forgiveness, to teach us about grace and a fresh start. So brothers and sisters, when we recall this story, these stories about Moses, we recall the stories about Jesus, and it seems impossible to follow. Know that there is a grace given to us by God freely without price. A grace that calls us forward, that invites us to be shaped by the Holy Spirit, allows us to have another try, to have a second chance, or a third chance, or fourth. I know there are times I need more than just a second chance to have a fresh start and to be reminded of the love that God has for me. We have these stories in our scriptures that remind us of the example of faith, but they also remind us of that grace that we are called to embrace. So let us be a people that are grounded in faithfulness, grounded by the hope that comes from our God, but also a people who live into grace, who live into a new beginning, and who live into a fresh start, so we may be the people that God calls us to be, now and for all of our days. Amen.